This week, President Trump hit 100 days in office. And one of the things that the White House put out, and I think this is great, it's called 100 Days of Hoaxes, Cutting Through the Fake News. And they list 58 different fake news hoaxes claims that have been made by Democrats, by liberals in the media, reported in the news as though it's fact. And you know something? It's nothing more than tabloid hoaxes that need to be fact-checked. You know, like, for example, here's some of the stuff on the list. I'm not going to go through all 58, of course, but the White House put out, quote, hoax, fake CNN attempted to, quote, fact-check President Trump's claim that the Biden administration spent millions of dollars making mice transgender. The facts? Even after CNN's so-called fact-check was thoroughly debunked, they were eventually forced to update in disgrace to admit that this claim was, in fact, true. Or the hoax that Democrat Congressman Eric Swalwell claimed no president has presided over more plane crashes during their first month in office than President Trump. Remember that? The media reported that like it was fact. Here's the fact check. Look at the numbers. There were 55 aviation accidents in the U.S. between Biden's inauguration and his first month. With Donald Trump, it wasn't 55, it was 35 during the same time. Or, of course, everything about Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the media reporting him as a Maryland man, a Maryland father. No, he's an El Salvadoran, and he is home. U.S. is not his home, and he is and was a member of MS-13. The evidence for that is overwhelming, but they point to that. They also point to media outlets claiming that President Trump's directive to pause radical, wasteful government spending means an end to Medicaid, food assistance, and other individual assistance programs. Fact-checking? Guess what? Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, SNAP, all of them were specifically excluded and made clear by Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt to the media, so they had no excuse to keep on reporting this. Or Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Democrat, who claimed with the media reporting it that Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem called all Venezuelan immigrants dirtbags. Well, the truth is she called illegal immigrant members of the terrorist group Tren de Aragua dirtbags. You don't think that's a little bit of a difference? Okay, example after example after example of the fake news reporting things like this. And I'm glad to see that the White House is calling them out on it. Like, for example, Associated Press. Associated Press reported that the FAA staff who worked on radar landing and navigational aid maintenance, among others, were harassed on Facebook by DOGE. Problem is, DOGE doesn't have a Facebook page. I mean, just things like this that the AP getting called out on. I'm glad to see that the White House has taken an aggressive approach toward the media in areas like this. And you know something? I'd like to see President Trump come up with a new term for the news media. Instead of fake news, how about we start calling them tabloid news? Because I got news for you. I think National Enquirer has a higher accuracy rating these days than ABC, NBC, and CBS.